Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, this is the Hump Day Psychic Love Doctor Show for you. So we are happy that you're here, and I hope you're having a very lovely evening, night, morning, depending on where you are. So I want to welcome our blog talkers, first of all. Glad to have you, and please get in the queue so that you won't be disappointed if the show ends before you get your reading. And those of you on Facebook Live, glad to have you with us too. You are streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we will turn to you if we don't get, you know, if there's a lull in the callers. So we will turn to you. You are watching us live. Also, I want to remind everyone, where are they, that we'll be using an ordinary deck of playing cards for these readings. I always try to make this distinction because so many I get emails from or messages, and they'll say, how can I get a tarot reading from you? Unfortunately for them, if that's what they were looking for, this is not tarot, and it's not oracle card readings or any other magnificent systems that are out there. I wish I could name them off for you. Truth is, I've only focused on this one over well over 30 years now. So the other thing I'd like to mention is that I will use a full 24 card layout during the calls, during the show. I prefer it this way. Some just select a few, you know, random cards. I would rather lay the whole layout as I use it in one-on-one sessions with those of you who arrange them. It just gives me a bigger picture what's going on in your life. And if I see anything that is of special note, I will make sure to mention it to you. I think that's it for my announcement.
Alrighty, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
That's right.
Also, would like to remind you folks that if you're international, be it a caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we're given to Jeanette and Laura, both from Canada.
Yay,
that are here today.
Canada.
Jeanette says they're in the midst of a blizzard.
Oh, yeah, I was reading. It's all sweeping across the U.S. Hope your dad's prepared up there, because they're getting that and an ice storm.
Yeah, well, better get into February in Duluth.
Yeah.
Once you get over that January hump, snow comes back again quite often. With a vengeance, February and March can be very snowy.
Actually, I think that blizzards are really cozy. It's kind of like when we get those nor'easters that come rolling down the coast.
Well, if you have no plans and you're just going to hunker down, then you don't, you know, and you don't, well, the ice storm can take your power out.
Yeah.
That's
not
cool.
What are those things that we keep on hand?
A generator?
Those things, auto start, what are they, auto, the thing that you use on the car.
That's like an inverter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the important things powered up.
Yeah, it runs off your car's electrical system. Converts to, instead of a converter, it's an inverter. It takes the DC voltage and converts it to AC voltage.
No, the car is running.
Well, you can put it on your car without it running, but your battery's not going to last long.
Okay.
It ain't going to last long at all.
Well, it still is kind of, I don't want to say fun because going through it or like, but I think that you stepping out in it is kind of cool too.
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends. If it's one of those really nasty ones, it's so windy you can't even look into it, then you can't even enjoy it outside.
Right. And being where I am in the Mid-Atlantic region, we have privilege, I guess you could say, to call it romantic, these kind of storms. They're not regular. I mean, we get, what, maybe one every 5 years?
But we get them, and then when we start getting them, we get them consecutive years. We get them, like, we'll have, like, snow every winter for, like, 3 years straight.
Then
we don't see it again for a
three,
while.
3 or 4 days, it's all gone.
We've had some that have lingered around for 2-3 weeks because it's the cold, temperature stayed low, and then another one came in, and it added to it, So it's weird.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. When you call in, message will tell you you can listen to the show while you wait. That's what happens. And if you hear nothing, something didn't go right, call back immediately. Get in the queue.
We do have our Arizona correspondent in the wings. We're going to try and have her kind of chill for a little bit till we get more callers knocked out.
When I tell you you're going live, please do the following if you legally and safely can, please. Get the immediately speaker phones off, go to regular phone. Same with the Bluetooth, go to regular phone. Background sounds, you got to kill them. Stop the multitasking. A whole bunch. Do as many as you can to make the call perfect, because your call is not only going to your cell phone world, but it's also going into Blog Talk's computer site. Website going to their system and then coming to our system and then coming out our speaker. So qualities can be rough. A little bit of background noise can be pretty rough on our end by the time it gets to us.
Yeah.
The better you can make it up front, the better it will be for everybody. Messenger, we want to turn to you folks. We're trying to make time for you guys that can't call in, typically international, but even some domestic folks just cannot call in. We will open the floor occasionally, but you have to wait until we formally announce for you to do a messenger call, audio or video, to Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. So, and you have to be friends with her or you're not calling Deborah Lee. Ah. So those are the caveats. So big picture, don't messenger, because we'll have to hang up if we're not 100% ready. Sound of harps is the sound of your reading with Deborah being concluded. It's time for me to speak. I'm going to give you a angel card, and tonight we are featuring the Angel of Abundance cards, okay? This is only the second time we've used them. We try to rotate our cross, but these are new. They're even still real shiny and new, not frayed yet. So when you hear the harp, please, no more questions for Deborah. No more. And then I will give you your single card. It's a single card. It'll be very quick. We'll put you back on mute. In case you can stay on and listen if you want, we'll go to the next caller. That's the name of that tune. Let's start off with somebody talking. I have some.
Yeah, I was going to mention, today I made something I've never made before. I made deconstructed egg rolls. And I bet some of you are going to say, yeah, I've made those too. Well, I never had. And oh my gosh, are they good. Very easy. Yeah, it was a recipe I found on the internet. I think it was through Facebook, maybe. Oh, Jim, we should tell them the funny thing about the palettes before we get going.
That's up to you. That's up to you. I don't know the specifics of it. I was not involved in this order.
I've got them. You know, you often see these things, these little ads. Amazon, you know, when they get returns, they generally don't send them all the way back to their warehouses. They end up in stores like Cool Bins. We have one here. Or they end up in wrapped up in pallets.
Well, that's not necessarily true, right? But caveat right off the bat, you did not order that from Amazon.
It says in there, no, it's not Amazon. But they are doing kind of a slippery thing.
Yes.
In their URL, it does say Amazon.
Yeah, well, that's trickery. Yeah. You got to watch. That's like phishing.
I ordered 3 pallets, which were supposed to have that shrink wrap all over it. And Jim was saying, where in the world are we going to put all that?
Half of me is glad that this happened.
So, yeah, $80-some for what was supposed to have, like, maybe flat screen TVs.
Well, you just don't know. Of course, they're going to show you the best. They didn't show you, like, adult diapers or something you could have got either.
These are my three palettes. Yeah. Three boxes.
Yeah. So.
And there's not a lick of something good in them.
No, not, and it was definitely not worth, even if you could use what was in there, it wasn't, that value was not the value that she paid. So it was a screw job.
It was. So be careful.
But she's in the process of getting her money back. So.
Yes. You know, sometimes I'll use PayPal because you can start a, I'm trying to think what they call it. It's like, it starts a case.
They're really on your side.
They are.
A lot of people don't like to accept them, and that's probably why they don't want to accept PayPal, because they know that if they chase you, they're going to get, they're done.
And I, this time, had used my credit cards and got a hold of them and doing a chargeback. Because if you notice on the address level, it's basically giving you a warehouse address. Sure, go send those back. You'll never see your money or have this.
Right. It's not
any
business,
longer.
It's not a business address, and it might even be mail.
It might be. So I just thought I would share that with all of you. And now, Mr. Baines.
All right. We're going to go to area code 856, which is Jersey 856. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
In.
How are you?
And this
it's
is
Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary.
I was trying to, busy. I was trying to say she puts it online.
How are you doing?
Oh, much better.
Did you go to work today?
Pump up the volume.
Yeah,
pump
I went to work.
Yeah,
kind of work.
Did you get the scoop on the guy that got fired?
And kind of find out that little by little, but he didn't show up yesterday, and we kind of put two and two together. He got fired. He got canned.
That's interesting, though, that's interesting that it wasn't, like, really widely officially known. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Talk about it.
He was harassing women.
Well, they don't really talk about it at, like, my job, but it's clear and everybody knows. It gets known quick, very fast. It's not like, hey, well, there's also our work. When you get fired, there's a police escort out, so that makes it very obvious. So it's a different ballgame, Mary. Well, because we have security stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, hon, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, what's next? Is it going to travel or... Because I did ask for a transfer to another department, but they won't do it. So whatever you guys get, because right now I need a relationship.
Okay, I got you. Now you said
whatever's happening.
Sure, yeah, just semi-general, but leaning that way if you see it. So you said a transfer to another department. Is that what you said you wanted, but you're not likely you're going to hold your breath on it?
You're right. Pretty much.
Is that transfer to another department? It doesn't involve a geographical change, does it? Just different lands, just different plate people, different stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, sometimes some companies are spread out. When you get transferred to a different department, you're going to a different state. Sometimes, you know, it depends on the company.
True enough. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at some of those who call in.
Yeah, I could go to a department that's up in New York.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, is that upstate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Remember, I've been up there many times. I could, but I no. There's no.
Doesn't that put you far away from the actual shifts?
It's the same business. It's just land instead of nuclear-powered ships. It's nuclear-powered training facilities for the guys that are going on ships, the sailors.
Oh, so you'd be working with active duty people.
It'd be the same thing, basically. Well, no, there's a million. It wouldn't almost be the same thing, except nothing floating in water. But still, anyway, but it's a different environment.
Well, all right. Rosemary, if you and I were working together as a one-on-one, we would be discussing about how this guy, I know he's kind of in a fallback position for you, but he is so not the one for you. The one that you said is at a distance.
At a distance.
Yes, and you could give your very best to him, but he is not going to reciprocate. It's going to all be one-sided. I'm going to tell you straight out what your cards tell me. This is not the first time, and it's not something you've asked about, but I'm going to first ask you, how much education do you have beyond say high school. Do you have
secondary.
Any? Yeah. Are you with us?
Rosemary.
Yeah, I'm here. You said, what about high school?
What is your education background beyond the old high school diploma thing? Or have one, not have one, or is it the school of life?
Homeland Security for the military defense for IT or IS security.
So they sent you to school? Or you went to school
on
your own?
Yeah, that's my degree. No, I went to school for it.
Okay, there you go.
But you're not working in that field.
Or are you?
No, I do want to go back into it.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't?
She says, nope, did not want
to.
Well,
your cards say that you need to find a new career path. And if it involves furthering your education, that you should do it. Because it's going to make you definitely more independent, where you don't have to depend on some guy, you know, for a future. It would also widen your social circle. I mean, it just has so many benefits.
That's what the cards
for
are
you.
Saying.
Yes.
The cards are
coming
saying.
From the cards.
It's not coming from our mouths. Well, our mouths, but not from our brains.
No, it's just what I'm conveying to
she
her.
She sees in the cards.
So it might be something for you to think about as time goes by.
You might want to contemplate.
Yeah. One thing we women have, and as
well, you got more than one thing.
As a luxury, really. I don't know what's bigger than that. I don't know the exact word. But one thing we have is we can get taken care of by a guy. You know, we could, and there's not too many of those today that just become homemakers and, you know, raise children. But there are those.
Because the logic dictates, like a Spock, two incomes is better than one. If you can do okay with one income, why the hell not get two incomes and kick butt?
Well, here's the thing to remember. Children are a job.
Well, you didn't say anything about kids.
And
that's a different aspect of that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that is different.
So what some people do is they can do work from home, of course. But I'm just saying that we're living in an age now where we women need to, you know, embrace our power.
Really? You're just saying that now in 2023?
I'm not just being sarcastic.
I'm being
saying
a little sarcastic.
Some of us that just are still, you know.
What was all this bra-burning crap in the 60s and 70s and stuff and all this right to vote back in whatever the hell that was, about the 20s or whatever?
I was just a kid, not in the 20s.
But why did you got the power and didn't want? I got the power. Didn't it? And nobody wanted to use it.
It takes time for things to change.
Well, it does. Yeah. But a lot of us, it's like a teenager says, I want to be able to stay out late. And then they just want the ability. It doesn't mean they're going to do it. So I want to be able to be powerful and get a professional job. And they're like, okay, thanks for giving me the opportunity. But I think I'll still raise kids.
Well, one thing that really helps is if people delay having children.
That's
you know,
a very big trend nowadays
yes.
for professional couples.
So that they can
yeah.
establish themselves in a good paying
yes,
career.
And they get themselves to a financial point. Right now we're ready to have children because now we together with our big professional incomes, we can afford that big house. We can jam them in a private school. We can stick tons of money away for college. That's what it is. They say a lot of them are doing that.
Or hire a nanny that can take
care
of
them.
Or
if you're really making the bucks, you throw that out there, right? Whereas, like, typically when even, I can say professional, it doesn't matter, but typically, like, when you just get out of college, that entry level is decent, but it's not family money.
No.
You're still not really, like, kicking butt.
No.
And then somebody's got to take care of the kid. And if you're making... If two people are rolling in making $50,000 a year, so like okay, Hunter, that's great. Well, then it depends if you want to have a nice house, though. Well, if that's not so much anymore, and you want a couple, you got to have a couple cars. They got to be good. You got to be able to pack bitches and my kids in them. Not bitches, that's for pimps. You got to be able to pack kids in them, stuff like that.
Right. So I'm just saying to you, hon, you're still young. You're at a time in your life where it might not hurt. To start working towards something that's
a big picture.
Yeah. Right.
It's something to contemplate. She sees in the cards that it would be a better thing for you if you do that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right. And
so that's the cards and it's your decision.
For a relationship, the cards are saying you should get yourself stabilized first, you know, and look for, say, a better job, figure out your living situation, because I'm not seeing much for prospect here for you.
Okay, so
sorry to say.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
All right. The card today is from Angel of Abundance, and the subject is unlimited ideas. Your mind is one with God's infinite mind. Therefore, you have complete access to unlimited ideas, guaranteed to bring blessings. All you need to do is take divinely guided action to allow these ideas to come to fruition.
I think that's very...
It's basically saying, your mind is one with God. God, of course, has an infinity of thoughts, an infinity of ideas, and an infinity of possibilities. So if you just let that be one, you'll take some chances and trust him.
I think so.
Trust in taking chances.
Sometimes we don't even know what it is we really want to do. And then it just sort of falls in our lap.
What you want, what you really, really want. All right, well, thank you, Rosemary, for being our first caller.
All right.
And she's not going to be a stranger, so that's cool. I'm glad that we'd wonder where you were, like some of our other callers, when they don't show up. So we're glad that you visit us often.
Yes, and everybody should remember, the readings will reflect how you are in terms of your thoughts and your emotions.
It's like a mood ring. If you want to speak your old 70s mood ring, if you call up like all fired up and pissed off, there's going to be a lot of fired up and pissed off cards. If you call up and you're kind of down in the dumps and crawling through ditches, you're going to get that kind of a reading sort of kind of, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Rosemary.
All right. Thank you, hon. Take care.
Stay
warm.
Yes, she's in Joy. So I don't know that they're having any issues right now with that winter stuff. I think it seems to be middle and west of the country. I don't think it's hit the east yet, but I haven't really paid attention to the weather much except for right where I am. And tomorrow, we're going to be in the 80s when they said there's a potential that we could break a record high for the February 23rd.
Oh, boy.
Now it's going to seem like almost cool. Then it's going to get like down in the 60s on Friday. Ooh, chilly. We're already getting spoiled.
I feel like for us, winter has basically passed.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get some of those days, though. I bet this could be a sign. This could be one of those freaking murder freaking summers.
Super hot.
Oh, God.
Nothing like what I experienced in Texas, though, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Oh.
Sure.
That was, I don't know how those people live in that.
That part. Texas is a big state. There's all different types of weathers going on, different climates down there in that big state, depending on where you are in there. You can also get some dry ones that are very comfortable.
I did attend Army medical school training down there in San Antonio. What was cool about that place is every day around 4 o'clock, this monstrous, wonderful breeze would blow in. And it was just something you waited for. But when I went to see my son in Midland, and also the one that's at Fort Hood, I thought I was going to die. Oh, just taking a walk was like, it was like torture.
I remember my first couple summers here were a little rough for me to get used to. I had been in Orlando for a while, but that's not as hot as Orlando's not that bad. It even gets cold in the winter. I mean, that's why that damn space shuttle blew up, because that's not far from Orlando, because it got down in the 40s at night, and that O-ring couldn't handle that temperature that low.
And they didn't know that.
The younger guys knew it, and they were telling the managers were getting pressure, schedule. We can't keep delaying. They delayed it that day. I got up that morning, because that's the greatest thing ever, to look to the east.
You actually watch it?
I've seen some of those 4, 5, 6 a.m. launches when it's dark out. It's the greatest spectacular thing. I wish I'd had cameras and take pictures of it.
That was Cape Canaveral, right?
But that's not far away, and you can see, you know, it's a clear shot from where I was. Right? I was walking right around my barracks, literally just 30-second walk around my barracks, and I can see a clear shot. And I think it was, that thing was so cool to see that go up.
Did you see it?
Back then, they were launching those things, like, left and right. Like, there was a shot, like, two launches every few months. I got up that morning, like, oh, that's going to be another cool one. It's cold, so I had to wear my jacket and stuff, even though it's Orlando. There's nothing happening. What the hell's going on? And I go back to my thing, and I say, ah, it's delayed till like, 11-something.
Did you go back?
I went back, and I was going to nuclear power school, and then all of a sudden we heard, hey, it's special to blow up. And we went outside, and you could see the little trail. Little trail, then a puffy trail, then no more past that.
Yeah.
And this guy lingered for like an hour or so, that trail in the sky. But anyway, moral story was, Orlando, not as killer, death, murder hot as it gets here sometimes in the summer. Sustained. I mean, they had days that were pretty hot, but in the evenings, you know, first of all, I'd get that 4 o'clock rain almost every single goddamn day in the summer.
We're kind of close to Washington, D.C. And sometimes it seems like they get worse weather than we do.
From where we are, as soon as you start getting a little west and north, it changes drastically. Yes. We're mid-Atlantic. We're close to the coast, so the Gulf Stream influences a lot. That's like super ass warm water coming from down like the Gulf area going up right past our coast. So it's a thing. All right, enough of the meteorological weather discussion. Let's go to. Should we take that one first?
Yeah, let's do that one.
All right, we're going to area code 775. Welcome, 775. Tell us who you are and where you're from. I didn't get a chance to look you up.
I think this is Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
Hello, my friends. It's very nice to speak with you today.
Well, thank you.
I'm disappointed
very
in
nice
myself
to hear
for not remembering
you.
That area code. Shame on me.
All right, please let us know what you're
sadness,
up to.
Sadness and shame. Go ahead. Yeah, what's going on, Wendy?
Actually, I just called to listen, but since you've connected me, I'm just letting go and letting God regarding my my appeal with my insurance. And
okay.
I have another attorney that named Doug that wanted me to touch base with him just to let him know how things were going. So I'm going to call him Doug tomorrow. And he is a Southern gentleman. And so I just want to keep my promise to him to touch base with him. But probably in a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, there'll be more activity going on. And I had forwarded some very disturbing photos of my finger being reconstructed to my attorney, and he forwarded all those to the company. I think I wouldn't think that it'll have to go any further, but you never know. And so I'm just letting go and letting God. I guess my question is, I'm going to call Doug tomorrow. He is in Georgia. Oh, my God. He's a Southern gentleman, but he says that they've got 95% success rate. So he and I will chat, and I also have his email. Will he call me back, and will I feel like if things go awry that he'll take over?
First of all, I want to say I think it's a marvelous step for you to say you're handing this over to God, the higher power.
Well, at a certain point where you have to kind of...
That could be...
Yeah, there's a certain point.
That could be the winning move in all of this, because so often we try to direct our lives and, you know, trying to control what we think we can. And then when we turn it over, that's when all of a sudden it's like results are coming.
Yeah, and there's a point where you have, you know, if you try to stay so active and involved and worry, you might worry yourself right into a grave. You know, there's a point where it's like, you know, I got a guy doing this legally. I know this is happening legally. But God and all the professionals that are out there doing stuff, I just sit back and see what happens. And
right.
Trust them. Just trust them.
Did you get yourself
and I agree, and I am a manifestor, but I have been so meticulous. Even the attorney said they've never had a client like me be so responsive. And
probably love it. It's easier because I love that.
I am going to, I don't know if Doug will answer when I call tomorrow. He's a busy man. But I am going to email him. Will Doug and I speak? And will I feel reassured that if it's necessary, he'll step in?
Yes.
Oh, is that really your concern, that you still lack faith in the other folks, that you might need a backup? I mean, you've got an appeal file, right?
You know what? Everybody needs a safety net. I think it's smart to have a safety net.
Her side of it, right?
No, I think you should have let me tell her to put her mind at ease that, yes, he's going to contact you back. And, yes, you will have a very nice discussion with him. So I don't look at things. Bridges we may not have to cross, okay, for right now.
When my attorneys got one message from that insurance company, and they basically said, message received. If it's not approved by the client processor, then it will be moved over to a lady. Her first name is Amy, and her first initial of her last name is G. And so, you know what? The way I was raised, I'm one of the nicest, kindest people you've ever met in your life, I swear to God. But my parents raised me. Just because somebody has a title after their name, MD, CEO, whatever it is, they're a person, and they are vulnerable too, and they always have to answer to somebody. So that mindset is within my soul. Throughout my life, what I've encountered is people generally like me, and they think I'm Sweet Sue, but then if necessary, I can get their attention politely, and then they'll pay attention.
Well, I think that you are no doubt a bright light in the lives of those who know you. You can just tell. You have an energy that just glows. You really do, Wendy. You do. So
when I help clients on the phone in the health insurance industry, I had people cry because they were not accustomed to somebody being so attentive and putting things in words that they would understand. And it may not be information that they wanted to hear, but I said it in such a respectful way and with compassion that they were very grateful. And you know what? I honestly feel that I'm stronger than all this nonsense that I'm going through regarding this insurance company. And if I'm going to be part of an example to be made about this company, then that's in God's hands. Because
yes,
I can
is.
Be very
Absolutely.
Analytical and I can be quick on my feet, so to speak, in a robust dialogue. So I'm fairly smart. I'm not a genius, but I have common sense. And I know the end result is I am going to be approved. And I had mentioned to Eddie one day that I'd read on the internet that this company likes to mess with people maybe a couple of years later and say, blah, 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 we're pulling back your benefits. We think you're perfect. And he was quick to say, not on my watch. And I believe him. He was very firm about that. But I think this other attorney is very strong, but he's more like a Southern gentleman. But to put in print that he has 95% success rate is pretty impressive. So
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's my safety net, and I think it's smart to have a safety net.
Well, he will return the call. And, Wendy, we're going to give you your Angel of Abundance card.
Yes, indeed. It's positivity, faith, and optimism is the subject. You open the doorway to positive experiences and opportunities with your positive expectations and energy. Do not allow negative energy or temporary setbacks to interfere with the path that you are on. Keep faith and keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's awesome.
It is being addressed. So thank you both. It's always nice saying hello.
All right, Wendy. I'll hear from you.
I should have known that area code.
Yeah, take care now.
Shame on me.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I think it's time to bring Lisa out.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa and the neighbor.
All right. You got some stuff to tell us. You got some things to tell us.
Yes, we're all ears.
Tell us. You must tell us now.
Okay, this is what's going on. It's, first off, in the cards, I have to be honest about this. I think he has a crush on a woman's name by the name of Tammy. She was one of the people that went to the dinner, her and her boyfriend or her husband, and they are friends. And anyway, he and I went to the dinner. He, what did he do? Oh, okay. So he knows about my jealousy issue, and I said it's my issue, and and I have to work through it. So he is very careful now about Tammy. He's very, and she's completely oblivious. She and I are friends, and so he, when we went to dinner, we had agreed beforehand, he and I, that we were going to split each. He and I were going to order a dinner and then split it between us. And he started eating his dinner when it arrived. And I said, are we going to split our dinner? I had made the mistake. I had made the mistake of ordering soup. And so he didn't explain it to me. He said later on, much later on, after he and I had many discussions about this, he said, no, I don't want to split it. And I said, I got pissed, but I hid the piss. And we had a good dinner. We had a good dinner. And then he, I called him that night, and I just told him, we talked it over, and he eventually got around to, he says, well, what do you want with me? And I didn't say anything. And
After they were already left and everything, got back to their
and so then today, we were talking, and we were in the kitchen, my kitchen, and we were talking, and I just said to him various things, and he said various things to me, and I said, at the end of what I said to him, I said, I really love you a lot. And he said, well, I love you. I said, no, I really, really love you. And then he said, don't shortchange yourself. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to date. And he said, he had been asking me for hugs the other night. And his hugs, and we hugged today. He crushes me from the groin up to the forehead to his body. And he broke my glasses, as a matter of fact, because I had my glasses around my neck. And I just am so happy because I did ask him earlier on, I said, if I bring someone home and I start banging them, is there going to be any weird stuff from you? And, a few days ago. And he said, no. And then we talked about the Tammy thing, the issue, and he's been very careful about that. And what do the cards say, Deb? Because I wonder if I love this guy more than he loves me.
Well, first of all, I think that we should talk about the big strides you've taken from being afraid to tell him anything about how you really feel. That came out in anger, more or less. But now, look at how much easier it is for you to express yourself.
Well, I think what happened was when I had come home the other day, and he opened the laundry door, and he's blowing me kisses, and I said, I'm so fucking mad at you. And and he said, and I'm moving. And he said, well, okay, you shouldn't talk to me that way. And I wish you well if you move. And then today he said, do not move. And then, you know, I don't know. We talked this morning, and we talked, and we did a lot of talking. And, you know, it's just out in the open now. I mean, I can freely express my feelings to him, I feel, even out in public. And,
God, this is huge for you. It really is.
I can have both. My kids need it too. I can love him and go on dates.
But is that really having your cake and eating it too? Is that really the life you're looking for?
Well, I'm going to go on dates. I'm going to go on dates. I mean,
I can't
force him to love me. I mean,
I think it's wonderful that you found
a
point. It's like a resolve, a sense of completion between the hanky-panky kind of stuff, footsie, whatever you want to call it, going on. You called him out, told him what you felt, and he knows you're going to go and find a romantic life for yourself.
You always could have done that all along.
But I think it was important.
I know, but if I didn't, I wanted to have him work it out. I didn't know what was going on with him. I thought maybe he was, because he was telling you all these things. And he did the other day, recently. He said, do not tell me you did not enjoy our time together yesterday. And don't tell me you didn't enjoy our time today. He says, I have done everything you've asked me to do. He said, I don't know what else you want me to do. So I talked to a friend of mine. In fact, three of my friends, two of them, and I told them that. They don't want me to be around him. They're so terrified I'm going to get hurt. And he keeps having these friends that call. They just spontaneously call from where his home state is. And he's known them for like 20 years. And they say, after the phone call, he'll say, do you see how they trust me? And it's like he keeps saying, I want you to feel safe with me. And I know. I'm so confused about a lot of this. But at least I told him how much I love him. And I told him, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. And, Deb, what do you see?
Well, what your cards are showing is that he does mean it when he says he loves you. There is some roadblock here that prevents him from taking that extra step. It could be his sexual orientation, which I'm not seeing, and I have quite a bit of experience over the years with those type of issues.
Okay.
Also, he doesn't believe, I'm sorry to laugh, but this is kind of ridiculous. He doesn't believe you're going to be able to find somebody as great as he is.
That's okay. And maybe I won't. And maybe, you know, I'll be Miss Haversham and with my rotting cake, and I'll just adore him to pieces because I'm so crazy about this guy. And you know what? His hugs are so sensual. He grinds up against me. And his belly for his forehead, we are tight. And I'm rubbing my hands all over his hair. And I just adore this man. I just adore him. I could eat him up with a spoon.
It sounds like a eunuch.
No, I'm sure. Did you feel, how do we essentially?
A hard-on?
He's great. Yeah.
And we were talking about stuff like
she
that.
Didn't ask
I was showing him. I held up a spatula, and I said, do you see this long-handled spatula? I said, the last time I went to bed with someone, that's how they were shaped. And so we were talking about it, and he's listening to me, and he's telling me, I asked him, you know, do you think I should dye my hair? And he's saying, no, I think you should leave it like that, and you should wear your hair like this. And you know, I love him. I adore him. But I am going to date.
Yes, you are.
Oh, Did I feel a hard-on?
Yeah.
You know, Deb, I was just so overwhelmed. No, I didn't. But I felt... everything else. I felt his body.
If she would have felt
and, you know,
it, she would have been talking about it right off the bat.
Well, geez, Jim.
Well, you know she would have.
Maybe she'd rather keep
she would have been talking about that once we started talking about the hug. I'm not saying she would have called and said, hey, I felt this hurt on as soon as she took up the phone. I'm just saying when she was talking about all the things she was feeling during the hug, I think that would have come out.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't desire her.
Really?
Maybe he just didn't want to get hard during a hug.
Oh, so he has a control board with a switch. I want one of those. I want, especially when you're in high school and stuff, you don't really want one when you're next to a chick.
In the past, I have even slow danced in a tight embrace
and?
With guys that, no, I did not feel any sort of anything like that.
Well, then, but that's a slow dance and an embrace. What she's talking about is damn.
Well, I think.
Well, I love.
Yes, and Lisa, you've opened a dialogue with him now, where you just said a few minutes ago you can talk to him about any of this now. It was a big leap that you had to make.
Yeah,
and and I think that right there is a triumph for you. Regardless, you know, like I've said, love is a strength. So many people think it's a weakness. No, it's when you can honestly express love to somebody else, that is a beautiful gift that you're giving, you know. That's what we're seeing here is not the end of the story. I mean, he's going to see you walk out on the arm of some other man. And probably not far in the future. So that is the next step. The next, you know, what do they call it?
I don't know that because he said it won't bother me if I hear you banging somebody that it won't. I don't know. And if it doesn't, then that's a sign of something too.
Sure.
Because it should bother somebody that really loves somebody. It should bother that I live in hell out of them.
Yeah, and the next day you can say to him, Dee, I'm sorry if we kept you awake last night. The thumping on the wall was my head.
And if he says, you know what, hey, have at it, then that's a sign that there,
it is,
you
really
know where you are.
There's nothing there,
And if he starts getting freaky and jealous, then you can go revisit, like, why are you freaky and jealous? He said you wouldn't care.
Right.
So it would be interesting to see if that ever happens, but, you know, it is what it is.
Personally, I don't believe him. I believe that he will care about, you know. Remember, he's walking in new territory for himself. And I do feel, though, that you're going to experience some jealousy issues coming up. And would it be over this girl, Tammy? Isn't she married or has a boyfriend or something?
Yeah, and this is going to make me heartsick. So there is jealousy stuff coming up for me with him?
Yes, yeah, so prepare for it.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not saying. If you prepare for it, it minimizes its effect on you. Okay, the impact.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, so if you think, oh, I bet she's going to be coming around, something like that, then you can actually get that to pass out of your cards. So I warn you, I get a cautionary note on it.
I missed one. What has she got to watch out for?
She's having some jealousy issues coming up for herself. Toward
him. Oh,
well,
no.
It wouldn't
You're
be the first
kidding.
Time.
Kidding.
It would not be the first time.
No, not kidding.
And
you
got to look at where you are. Some guy just said, you can go ahead and bang away like you're a screen door that got loose in a hurricane. So you cannot get jealous if that is flipped around now. Because he's going to say, whoa, why are you mad that I'm putzing with a girl?
No, I've already told him. I have told him, and he's being very careful with this. I have told him, this is my issue. I'm trying to work through it. But I don't know, Deb. I mean, will he play on other women? Is that what's going to happen?
Well, that isn't precisely what I saw. It's just that I saw you feeling the emotion of jealousy toward, him.
Oh, God.
So just prepare for it. And like I say, then it'll dial down its intensity for you.
Okay. No, Tammy's out of it. She doesn't pick that up. She's a sweetheart. She would never, she's yeah. not in that dynamic. I don't know what his thing is with Tammy. I have no idea.
Was this the same couple?
Yes.
So
yeah,
just,
no,
was,
they're both sweethearts.
Oh, so it was just you four, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. Yeah. I thought maybe there was something. And, you know, when you do that, people can actually almost read it if the ones that are viewing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, Deb did the cards. I don't know, it was his response was interesting. I can't even really clarify.
As in
dating other people and stuff like that.
Well, somebody, you know what? Okay, let's turn this around. What if you were the guy being told by somebody, you know, you're not coming enough? And I'm going to just start dating other guys. Aren't you going to take the posture of, yeah, well, that's okay. Huh? You're not going to beg her. Were you missing a lot of chat?
No, but that would be, come on, that's like clearly somebody punting you a ball. And you're supposed to react one way or the other. And like, if that girl says, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't really like where this is going, maybe, or I don't think it's going anywhere. Someone may date other guys. You have two responses. One is A, I got to step in because I want this woman. I got to step in and nail it down. Or B, yeah, go do what you want, which means I don't ever going to nail it down with her.
You don't think that it's just his, it could be like your way of hiding how you feel?
Well, what good's going to come of that?
I don't know.
Remember, I said I was confused, too. That is an interesting response. That's all. I can't really say one way. You have the cards, and I don't, first of all. I have no cards. It's just that response was like, huh.
I don't see you in these cards grieving over him anymore. I feel that you've taken a position of strength with him, and I think he's going to want to revisit this conversation. Because you find another man, he's going to lose his friend. You know, that's just naturally how it goes.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what his next move is going to be.
First of all, real quick, because we're not done with Lisa yet. International shout out to Cindy from Australia.
Oh, hello there, Cindy.
And she saw how I'm constantly tossing my glasses around. Yeah. She goes, careful, you're going to scratch your glasses. They're already scratched. That's why I don't worry about it, and I got new ones coming. It's like, they're already scratched. That's why I flip around. I get new ones. You're going to see me not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
So with all of you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean with all of you? We didn't even...
I just told you
Oh, so we're not going to finish. Lisa's still here.
Lisa, we can finish with. But everyone, I'm in terrible pain with my dental issues.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I've taken medication to get on the show, but I can't really take pain meds until the show is over. But it ends on Tuesday, or else it goes into a new phase.
It could be the beginning of the end, but still it's the beginning.
People, watch out if you go for those implants. You know, they redesign your mouth. It's almost like they're architecture. And mine failed. They have to remove all of the appliances.
It's like a computer, the rebooting.
Yeah. So in the meantime, he's got me wearing a guard. But I can't really talk.
Oh, yeah, she can only wear it when she's not talking or eating.
So I'm not trying to blow everybody off, but So anyway, Lisa. Get her card.
She cannot leave without her Angels of Abundance card. And this is an interesting card. Remember, this is the second time I used this deck, though. There's a million cards we've never read.
That's right.
And this one says, release jealousy.
Oh.
Jealousy is an affirmation that you don't have something. And the universe manifests exactly as you affirm. let other people's successes inspire rather than frustrate you. If they can't have it, if they can have it, so can you. So basically is jealousy is going to hold you back is what it's saying.
Well, but, and I'll just get so sick of it. I'll move on. I'll find somebody.
Well,
I can't deal with this. I won't be a prisoner of this.
No.
No, we know that.
And likely you're being aligned for the right man to come into your life.
And like she said, you took a step.
Oh, God, yeah. Big
a big
step.
A big step, but it also, he didn't go running away, so still a lot of questions, though.
There is. He's going to want to talk more.
But he talked a big game.
To those like,
oh, you can screw whoever you want. It's like, yeah, right.
Those who are like Cindy, who are new with us, wanted to mention to you that my work as an intuitive therapist and life coach involves me helping you in your situation to take baby steps for us to examine all of the options available to you with you deciding. You know, it's not my place to decide for any of you, but I'll show you what's available and what is really possible in your, you know, with great potential in your life. But what, Lisa, you've done is you took those little baby steps. And there were times you felt hesitant, fearful, angry. Remember, we went through all. You've been a case study for this show. And I love this because people get to see the dynamic energy that's attached to this. So then when you made up your mind, and anger is often a propellant that moves us from this moment in the present
to the
future.
Yeah, that was an example of using anger in a positive way.
Yeah.
Most people don't. They throw things or shoot people.
Well,
and that's
not,
a negative.
Not most.
Well, most that make the news. Yeah. The ones you hear about on the news, they use anger in a negative way.
But she took that bull by her horn. She's the one that initiated, hey, we need to talk about this.
And she did it the last... She did it 2 days ago. She did it again last night, apparently.
And this morning, and today, there's a point where when you stuff and stuff and stuff, there's a point where it's almost like you're going to vomit it out of yourself.
Yeah. No, it was too much anxiety. It was too awful. It was just too awful at times.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's okay. It's all right. You know, I don't like the jealousy part. I don't want to feel that. And I'll just go to him again and say, because he seems very open. He's listening. He seems to protect me against that. He's careful about how he talks about, you know, I'm not trying to keep him a prisoner, and there's no way I could, nor do I want to, but he seems sensitive to it all.
He is, and I love that about him. And also, when you look at this whole relationship from the day you pulled up in front of that place where you live, he was in your path. I saw him before you went there, remember?
You did.
You saw him.
You saw him, Deb, and you said he's going to bring love to you. And I said, he's gay.
Yeah, but he's still capable of love.
Love doesn't mean you have to be banging on it, swinging from a chandelier or anything either, you know.
Well, it does for me.
Well, I know. We know that that's your best case scenario, but we know that.
I'm one-dimensional.
Yes. You're on a waterbed and you blow the waterbed out. We got it. Yeah.
You know, you may have a tryst or a interlude with another man soon, and all he can think about is you. I'll tell you, this is one thing I've learned after all these years. Nothing gives the heart 20/20 vision like being in the arms of the wrong person.
Are you kidding me? You see him maybe going with another guy?
I believe
that's what homosexuals do, don't they?
I don't think he's taking a vow of celibacy.
Right, exactly. And I don't think he would even want you to get a whisper or hint of it. So, you know? Right?
Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me,
well,
Jesus. Is that where I'm going to get jealous?
No, I don't
think.
God.
I don't know.
Didn't
see
it
in the
it
card.
Didn't really show itself clearly.
And that was the Angels of Abundance card.
Yeah.
So they're more like a big life philosophy questions. It may or may not be related.
An abundance of erotica.
Whoa. Well, you know what? What's funny about that card is they say, don't be jealous. Like, we have control over that. Right?
I know.
Who the hell has control over that. It's like, you can't love that person. Oh, okay, I'll just tell my heart and everybody shut the
door. You know, he's telling me, don't move. He said, I'm going to do this with our house. He's using those terms again. We're going to do this. We're like, we're a family. And when your grandson comes, we're going to do that. I mean, I just get tired, though, when I'm talking to you all and I'm listening. Jimbo puts my feet back on the ground. Like, what the hell is really going on here?
There's a lot of things, but maybe he doesn't know better. There's a lot of things he's crossing boundaries on when he talks and he shouldn't. That's all. You know, don't you know what I'm saying, Deb?
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying, I don't have cars. I don't know what that means. But he shouldn't say certain things to somebody that you don't want to pursue.
Well, that's right. I thought he was careless with that.
And he continues to be careless with a lot of thoughts and hugs. Those hugs, they should be, there's like a thousand different types, like a grandma hug.
Church hug.
Hug your puppy, church hug. Hug somebody you're getting ready to rip the clothes off of, hug. And he's kind of not doing the right kind of hug, really. But, well, you know, who am I? I'm
no,
not a
hugger. He's not. And it sends me to the moon. I just rubble over him, rub his hair.
And you love it, but he's kind of crossing the boundary, and it's not fair to you. But who am I?
Well, I think you called him on the carpet about that.
You did, and I don't think it's the last time you will do so, no.
And he wasn't pawing you at the dinner, was he? Did he?
Oh, I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
No, he was a perfect... Perfect, perfect gentleman.
So it was totally opposite
of
the last one.
Being agreeable to being called boyfriend out in public?
This guy? She asked, did you see him being agreeable to being called a boyfriend? That's a big leap for you after the conversation you just had.
Well, he's a boy and he's a friend.
Yeah, but we know what that really means.
Now, lover might take it a little too far. But...
Well, first of all, they ain't no lovers. There's nobody's loving anybody here, all right?
Well, physically, you mean.
Well,
lovers.
Well, some other people have called him my boyfriend, not in public. They said, you know, where's your boyfriend's over here, or your boyfriend. And so I'm like, why do I correct him?
Yeah.
I would
let that slide.
I would let that slide. And if I was some kind of a casual person that really didn't know you both, well, I would just assume. I see you together all the time. Must be a boyfriend. Yeah. I would just assume.
Yeah.
If it's not a bad or a good thing, it's a thing. That's,
now,
you know,
Lisa, we're going to keep working on this. Okay, we are. I'm going to have to call it a night because I've got to.
No, you take care of yourself. I'm so sorry that you're feeling that way. I'm sending you prayer energy for sure.
Thank you. I'll tell you, it's been over a 2-year, I don't know what you want, nightmare.
But you had a block there where everything was perfect for a while.
Yeah, for about 6 months.
Yeah, for a while there, she was in heaven. I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
Now she's in hell.
The good part is he's redoing all of the work for free.
I
think he feels he knows that the failure, he would be liable for it if Deb really made a big deal, and he doesn't want anybody to make a big deal.
Well, right. I gave him out of pocket $22,000. So if he wanted more... I think he'd be smelling a lawsuit.
And I just met him like just briefly a couple times. He does seem like he really cares, and he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
I mean, they all love their money. That's why they got in the business, but they are nice guys.
I'm the worst jock he's ever had, and he's going to... He travels to Poland and Japan and all around to do seminars because this guy's like in a field all his own where he literally designs your mouth.
Yeah, these guys are so passionate. They live for this stuff. And
so he told me, he said, would you mind if I put you in my... I said, I already thought I was because we've had so many problems.
Yeah.
And so at least he gets something out of this. But yeah, we're waiting for the thing to arrive.
The replacement.
Okay,
the temporary replacement.
Here's what it's going to be. They're going to remove this... what do you call them, spikes?
Well, they're going to take the fake teeth out of the spikes.
Yeah, and the crowns.
Yeah, and then the actual pieces of metal on her upper jaw, they got to come out, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
So he's giving me Invisalign that's going to have artificial teeth in it.
Until the jawbone re-heals itself and then go back in and start re-drilling and redoing all the other stuff they did before. Yes,
sir. We're talking about another year.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to take a while for
God,
that jaw to grow all that stuff. There's going to be holes there where they take the metal out of, and that has to all regrow and fix it, heal itself. That's going to be, like you said, another year.
See, what was happening is the root of the teeth up above the gum were breaking. And he said, if we don't do something drastic, you're going to be eating baby food in a few years.
Oh, yeah.
So
the walls of Jericho were going to come tumbling down.
But, you know, we all have a cross to bear in life.
Yeah, and, you know, what you're going to do is watch some of those infomercials, and, you know, you're not that bad off. You're not. You don't live in Turkey. You don't know if you have a relative buried in rubble they haven't found
no,
yet.
No, right, or the drugs. Take this wonderful drug.
Yeah.
But it might kill you.
And you don't know that, you know, you don't have, like, a three-month-old kid that already has cancer that's at a hospital.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Yeah, our lives may suck, we think, but they don't.
They really don't suck.
There's actually literally probably a million people at least that would trade with us in a heartbeat.
I agree.
So
yeah.
I agree.
Quit.
I always say sometimes we got to like bitches sometimes.
No.
We do. It's okay to do so because that means we want to do better for ourselves. So it's okay to whine.
But my message to everyone is don't let your teeth be ignored.
Sounds like a dentist now, doesn't she?
It affects everything. Your sinuses, your eyes. My ability, I have to look at food and weigh. Can I chew this?
Right now.
Yeah. But
typically she can't.
But if you ignore it, things are going to get bad.
And that's a lesson to everybody in any kind of medical field, too. Some people ignore medical things.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, you got this problem all the time. You know, you shouldn't, like, get lightheaded when you do these things. Ah, it's like... you might not want to ignore that. You might want to get that checked out.
You're going to be planted in the garden.
It's going to be a tiny little sign of some big catastrophic thing about to happen.
So everyone, take care.
Yes, big medical philosophy lesson.
You, Deb. Thank
now,
you.
Real quick, Lisa, do you have any kind of plans tomorrow? Or is it just another day as usual? Is another day as usual and you're just going to wait?
He has to go. You know, he's got a lot of health problems because he just does. And he has to go to the doctor tomorrow and get his medication for a particular situation. And you know, I don't know, Deb, I'll be asking you tomorrow if you're here.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Does medication can make them celibate? Like, what's the word?
Why do you want to blame it on medication?
Or,
you won't bang her.
Exactly. Well, he has prostate issues.
Oh.
And I don't understand a lot of that. I've had to go online myself to look at what's going on. But
yeah, I don't
know
about that either.
Yeah, he told me. He said, you know, he said it would be you. He said if everything were in working order for me, he said it would be you. And
there it is.
Deb, you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the jealousy thing and maybe a tryst with some man, and I'm getting freaked out. I might even call him tonight and just feel him.
Honey, it wasn't in the cards, the man. That was hypothetical.
That was hypothetical for anybody in the situation. A lot of 90% of everything I say has no cards involved. I just throw shit out.
And
I'm the only one with cards.
Sharing insight I've gained from all these years that you put some a wrong person in the arms of somebody. And they're only thinking of you.
And I bring up a subject that has nothing to do with the cards, and she responds. But she's not looking at the cards. She's responding to what
because
I said.
Because he knows me inside and out as far as what this is. And he, to me, like, I do everything you ask me to do. I don't know what else I can do. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, he's made those kind of statements. And then the hugging, the kind of hugging and the smiling, you know, that we both do. And it just feels so right. I don't know.
He told you if he was in working order, it would be you. You know, maybe he could give you a little pleasure.
If I wasn't
sugar.
In working order, I've already gone down that road and said, I said, right now, that may or may not happen, pointing to the crotch, but we're going to do something.
But his tongue is working. He could.
Tongue, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, in other words, the bedroom Olympics would have happened. There just might have been.
You guys coach me, and then I go on to a different level with him.
Maybe
you know, I hear the coaching, and then I catapult to the different level. So I'll see. You know, I just think he's working stuff out.
Yeah, right. And I think it's wonderful that you finally just shared that before we go off the air. that he did say it would be you.
Yeah.
My God, that's big.
It's big, yeah. But I don't know what it means exactly.
He was saying he's...
I don't either.
Whoa, back. Say what you think he said.
His plumbing isn't...
He didn't
either.
Actually say plumbing.
No, but he said if his what?
What did he say?
He said if everything were working, it would be you.
Everything were working. That doesn't even mean necessarily physical. So we're already interpolating a lot
of this
without knowing.
I don't know. I'm focused more on the jealousy stuff. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going to be coming up on the horizon? Oh, that I have to deal with, and then I have to go talk to him about.
Well, remember those cards that we just read, those angels of what was it? Angels of abundance. Some of those cards are very philosophical and may or may not relate to an exact situation. Sometimes they're like, generally, jealousy is not a good thing. I think we all know jealousy is not a good thing. Isn't that, is that one of the deadly sins?
Yeah, no, I agree. I hate the jealousy thing.
And those cards aren't Deb's cards. Deb's cards didn't see something coming up to make you jealous. Those cards are just saying, if it kind of does, you should try to fight it.
There.
You should fight it. Fight it for all humans. Just jealousy is never a good thing ever. But isn't that nice? Somebody say, hey Jim, you shouldn't get jealous. Like, oh, okay, I'll just hit that switch. You know.
You know what happens when I get jealous? I get really jealous. The thing about me and jealousy, and this is what I was explaining to him this morning, is that I get revengeful, and I start sitting on guys' laps. I start giving them the tongue. You know, I mean, I've been known to do that in the past. I don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to create a battlefield.
I used to love those women.
That would tease you up?
No, that were looking to make somebody else jealous, and then they would. It was a lot of fun in bars. But anyway, let's go back to Deb here.
All right.
Those, you know, the days, that was a different lifetime when you were in your 20s and early 30s. Yes. What a life it was.
But I would still do it.
Yeah,
I think we all do. It's a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
It's like tip for tat.
Yeah.
And you also get a lot of fun out of it, too, so it's a bada-bing, bada-bang.
Well,
so.
I'm very angry when I'm doing it, but I'm hiding it with a smile, and, you know. But, you know, Deb, that's
an angry set.
I don't know.
All right, well,
emotions.
We
gotta go.
To you tomorrow evening.
Deb, people are...
And my prayers to you, Deb, my prayers to you. I really want you to be well for yourself, just for yourself.
All right, everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know where to find us.
And thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you so much. We were really wondering, last night when we were on here, we knew where you were. We were wondering how it was going.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know, so we can sleep tonight.
All right, well, take care, my love, and we'll talk to you soon.
We shall talk again.
Okay, love to you both. Love to you both.
And we're all on Team Lisa, no matter what happens.
Yes, we are.
Remember that, everybody.
Musica.
All right?
Musica.
And Deb's people have been saying, shame on me, I need to let you get off the show, so to speak. And she can tell you're suffering.
I bet.
Yeah, so she's... And who was it? It was hilarious. I gotta read this. This was good. It was Cindy, I think. She said... Where is it? It was Cindy, and I think talking to Susan, too, or something. They're finishing now. Oh, talking to Susan, wanted a reading. Cindy's saying, they're finishing now. Deb is in pain and just finalized a reading. And somebody said, hey, Deb's in pain. You need a drink. You got to go. And I like it.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
And that's awesome. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, bring it.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Boom. Oh. And if you're in other time zones around the globe, you got to look it up on your own. We can't rattle them all up. Can't do it.
Okay.
not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.